Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Happy Friday to you all. It is May 24th, 2019, and we are so glad you've allowed us to be a part of your Friday afternoon as we usher you into the holiday weekend that is Memorial Day. Now, it's not like yesterday, Michigan. Yesterday was beautiful, right? I mean, 75 to 80 degrees, sun was out, not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful. It looks as though it's going to rain every day throughout the Memorial Day holiday weekend. So, not fun, but you get 3 days off. All right, 3 day weekend. How can you complain about that? All right. Welcome to the show. We've got a great one coming your way. On today's current sports, I am going to touch on what happened last night out in Milwaukee. How about the Toronto Raptors? I thought this team was dead, buried. There was no way that they could come back from being two games down to Giannis Antetokounmpo and company. But somehow, some way, Kawhi Leonard is showing the NBA world why he is a top five player. And speaking of that, I also have a problem with the all-NBA teams. I gotta sound off on that as well. But what a game it was. This series has been so fun to watch. And Kawhi Leonard, it's amazing because I don't know when is the last time we've had an NBA superstar, a basketball superstar like him, who is just so quiet. He really doesn't say anything. He does not show any emotion whatsoever. I mean, you know, listening to him get interviewed after games and during his press conferences, you know, you'd rather watch the grass grow, right? Other than what that moment where he had, like, the goofy laugh and we found out that Kawhi Leonard had a goofy laugh. I wish we had that drop right now. Other than that moment, Kawhi Leonard.
I just can't give you a whole spiel. Oh, we have that. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
Right, yeah. Right on cue, Alec. Good job, man. Alec Rio behind the glass. Awesome stuff. Yeah. Other than that moment, I mean, Kawhi is a pretty boring guy, isn't he? He really is.
Just a very, you know, just straightforward, just I'm just going to ball and I'm just going to keep to myself. That's just his personality.
I love that. I was in the barbershop earlier today and we were chatting, you know, me and my barber, Mel, and you know, I was telling him, man, the only player I can, like, even compare him to when it comes to that kind of demeanor, being a superstar and being quiet and humble, I really can't bring up another NBA guy. But if I had to bring up just an athlete, period, you know, he reminds me a lot of Barry Sanders. That's how Barry Sanders was when he was, you know, taking the rock in the backfield and doing things that we've never seen done on the gridiron. Just absolutely amazing. I mean, Barry Sanders was relatively quiet. Humble superstar would score a touchdown and then just hand the football over to the ref and then go about his business. I mean, he was all about just, you know, blue collar, hardworking, didn't have to show off and show any flash or pizzazz. It's quite amazing watching Kawhi Leonard play the game the way he does. So we'll talk more about that series and I'll try to explain how in the world the Raptors have come back now to take a series lead in this one, one win away from booking a ticket to play the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. Also, interesting drama concerning Le'Veon Bell and his head coach, his new head coach out in NYC, Adam Gase. as Gase responds to questions about whether or not, you know, he wanted Le'Veon Bell on the team and whether or not there's a chance that he would trade Le'Veon Bell before the season. I kid you not. That sounds absolutely ridiculous, right? But those rumors are out there, and Gase responded to them yesterday. All right? Then on the back end of the show, as we do each and every Friday, we welcome the founder of Blessed Body Training, Johnny Lewis, to the show as he will give you another tip that you can use to get healthy in the gym and in the kitchen. Fit Fridays will be coming right your way, and then we'll cap things off with Reflection Friday. All right? So a loaded show, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. In technology, you just never know when it's going to work and when it isn't going to work. So we are working on getting the Facebook live stream up for you all. It was just up. I don't know what happened. Technology for you. You can weigh in by picking up the phone and dialing that number, or you can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR.
Oh, I get a rat's ass about Twitter.
Or you can tweet us, tweet the show at WKAR News. You know what's next. Here are your quick hit headliners. We start here. The Spartan football team, that's right, MSU football, is beefing up their receiving core, landing Western Michigan University transfer wide receiver Jaden Reed. That announcement was made yesterday. Reed, a 6 foot 170 pounder out of Illinois, he entered the transfer portal earlier this month. He led the Broncos with 56 catches for 797 yards and 8 touchdowns last season, and was named to the All-Mid-American Conference second team. He also had 9 kick returns for 116 yards, 12 punt returns for 215 yards, including a 93-yard touchdown return. Unless Reed petitions the NCAA for a waiver, and it is granted, he will have to sit out come next season, but he will have 3 years of eligibility remaining. Jack, I see you just stood up behind the glass. You have thoughts on Jaden Reed?
Well, I was going to say is if I were him, I would petition for a waiver, because we've seen the NCAA hand him out in some, I don't want to say unorthodox cases recently, but I mean, they're not abiding by the same rules they used to. They're giving him out more often now. So if I were him, I would apply for a waiver.
Yeah, why not? I mean, even if you lose it, whatever, at least you tried, right? You never know.
Yeah. I mean, Justin Fields is going to be able to suit up for Ohio State this fall. Shea Patterson from Michigan a couple of years ago. Guys don't always have to sit out a year anymore.
Exactly. I'm wondering what his reason was to enter the transfer portal.
Well, he was an All-American last year, and in that sense, he didn't want to be at Western Michigan anymore, it'd be my guess.
Right, just to move up in
ranks.
Yeah,
better competition.
Gotcha. All right, well, yeah, Jaden Reed, again, he is now the newest addition to the Michigan State football wide receiving core. All right, on Wednesday, Athlon Sports released its top 25 college football rankings for 2019. And Michigan State, coming off a 7-6 season, gets some love, earning a spot in the poll at number 16. However, when it comes to the Big Ten East Division, the Spartans are fourth behind Michigan at 4, Ohio State at 5, and Penn State sits at 14. So MSU is also ahead of everyone else in the Big Ten West, though, with Nebraska sitting at 17 on this list, Iowa at 18, Wisconsin at 19, coming in succession right behind the Spartans. Their defense will be in the spotlight following a great season last year, with hopes that that offense can just, please, just do something. So Michigan State, again, according to Athlon Sports, this preseason top 25 ranking for next year,
Michigan State coming in at 16. Okay, moving right along, John Beilein. Yeah, just about everyone has shared their thoughts on Juwan Howard being hired as the new coach of Michigan basketball, and so too has the guy who previously held Howard's job, John Beilein, who held down the fort. He's the all-time winningest coach in Michigan men's basketball history. He is, in my opinion, the greatest coach in Michigan men's basketball history. 12 seasons, 2 Final Fours, 2 appearances in the national championship game. Quite the resume for Johnny B. So yesterday, yeah, again, and John has left to go and coach the NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers. And, you know, he posted a message on Twitter congratulating Howard and U of M, saying, quote, Ward Manuel had great options. Ward Manuel being the University of Michigan athletic director. Ward Manuel had great options in front of him. The selection of Juwan was a fabulous one. He loves U of M, knows hoops, and has a thirst to coach. He is a great fit to lead U of M into the next decade of University of Michigan basketball. I will be rooting for Juwan and team every game. Hashtag go blue. Hashtag welcome home, Juwan. So some great words there from John Beilein when it comes to Howard getting the job. All right, in the Diamond Classic yesterday, at McLean Stadium, home of the Michigan State baseball team, Grand Ledge beat Pawamo Westphalia. Yeah, you can bet on GL to have a great outing in the Diamond Classic every single year. The final yesterday, 5-1. And then we saw Mason, yeah, with the shutout over Portland St. Patrick, 10-0, the final in that game. All right? So the semifinals, which will resume in the Diamond Classic next week. That will be the 29th, so that's a Wednesday. The Wednesday of next week, we will see Lansing Catholic take on Grand Ledge at 5 p.m., Williamston versus Mason at 7 p.m. Again, this is the semifinals, so the winner of both of those games will book a ticket to the Diamond Classic Championship game. And let's kill the music for this, Alec. You know, we profiled this story earlier this week as we had Lansing State Journal lead prep sports writer Brian Calloway here on the show to talk about the Diamond Classic. And just a tragedy occurred earlier this week to kick off the Diamond Classic. And we learned that Ed Outslay, assistant coach of the East Lansing baseball team, you know, he had collapsed during batting practice prior to EL's first game in the Diamond Classic, which they ended up losing. But, you know, the team found out afterwards that Ed Outslay had unfortunately passed away. Longtime East Lansing assistant baseball coach, far too young, in his late 60s. We do now know the funeral arrangements for Ed Outslay. The funeral will be held at 11 a.m. May 28th. So May 28th of next week, that's going to be next week Tuesday. So the day right after Memorial Day is when the funeral for Outslay will take place, 11 a.m. at River Terrace Church. So next Tuesday, 11 a.m., River Terrace Church. The address to that church is 1509, so 1509 River Terrace Drive in East Lansing. That is according to Mark Pindred, the school's varsity baseball coach over at East Lansing. So again, Outslay passing away on Monday, throwing BP for the Trojans at the high school 2 hours, just 2 hours before that Diamond Classic game, that matchup against Pawamo Westphalia. This is what Pindred said yesterday to the Lansing State Journal. Quote, I've been getting emails and texts from former players as far back as when he started in 1995. I've seen things on Facebook, emails and texts from coaches throughout Michigan. So Ed Outslay, may he rest well. And again, when we get back on the air next week, we'll be sure to repeat this information. The funeral for Ed Outslay, again, taking place 11 a.m. next week, Tuesday morning at River Terrace Church. Okay, to less important matters, the Detroit Tigers, they lost. My gosh. Nine straight now. Nine straight to the lowly, horrible Miami Marlins, the final yesterday, 5-2. The Tigers now fall to 18-29 on the season, fourth in the American League Central. Shane Green gave up 5 runs, none of them earned on the box score. 9 straight, folks. Okay, I'll keep it pushing. Blake Griffin of the Detroit Pistons, he had the best statistical season of his career, helping the Detroit Pistons get to the playoffs for the first time since 2016. And it's in that effort that Griffin has been selected for the All-NBA third team. The league made the All-NBA announcements yesterday. It's the 5th overall selection for Griffin and his 2nd time on the third team. Andre Drummond, who did not make an NBA All-NBA team. But good news for Andre, as the Detroit Pistons big man will be getting the honor of being called Grand Marshal at the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. That announcement was made on, yesterday, Thursday. Drummond, the 6'11 center and 2-time NBA All-Star, he will command drivers to start their engines before the Chevrolet Duel in Detroit on June 1st. The Duel is the first of 2 IndyCar races during that weekend. It begins at 3:30 p.m. on June 1st at the Raceway on Belle Isle, and will be televised on NBC. Duel 2 on June 2nd will also begin at 3:30 p.m. on NBC. And as I mentioned yesterday, last night in Milwaukee, the Toronto Raptors took a series lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. 105-99 was your final. It looked like the Bucks were going to pull this thing off, but it was back and forth in that second half. Kawhi Leonard finished with 35 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24. And the Raptors are now up, again, 3-2, 1 game away from booking a ticket to the NBA Finals to take on the Golden State Warriors. All right, that does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We're working on trying to get this Facebook live stream up. I'll let you know when it does get back up. It started normally and then decided, I don't feel like working. But you can also join the fun on Twitter. Tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Start here with the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals, because it's quite amazing watching what Kawhi Leonard has been doing throughout this series. I really thought that this series was absolutely over. You know, the Raptors, and looking at how the Bucks had, you know, the best regular season out of any team in the league. Yes, better than the Golden State Warriors. They had the best record in the league. Now, granted, they do play in the NBA's Eastern Conference, and the Eastern Conference is just totally weak in comparison to the West, but still impressive nonetheless. And you look at how deep that team is in Milwaukee. You know, Giannis, a lot of people believe that Giannis is going to be the guy to take over the reins once LeBron James does retire. He will eventually, let's call it like it is, folks. Giannis is going to become the best player in basketball at some point. You know, I believe in the next 2 to 3 years. But don't forget about that man that they call Kawhi. Absolutely fantastic. He has been absolutely fantastic, not just in this series, but, you know, really throughout this entire playoffs. And what's so remarkable, again, you know, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, is just how humble this dude is. He shows no emotion. You know, even that game winner that put them into the Eastern Conference Finals, I mean, that game winner, he hits it, and then, you know, he smiles a bit. That's like the only emotion you're going to see. That's the most emotion you're going to see when it comes to Kawhi Leonard. He hits the shot, kind of backs up, smiles, and then it's back to that kind of stoic mentality of, all right, you know, next game, let me go to the locker room and, you know, take a shower, go home, rest up for whoever's next, whatever that next game is. But it is amazing, and how Kawhi is doing this is what really blows my mind. You know, when I was watching that game last night, Kawhi Leonard, first off, he's the best two-way player in the game. Kawhi Leonard is so good on both sides of the basketball. He can defend any position, really, because gone is the true center in today's league. All right, no longer do you have the Shaquille O'Neals and the David Robinsons and Tim Duncans and Hakeem the Dream Olajuwons of the game today. All right, that is dead and gone. No longer can a big man just camp in the paint and make his bread and butter that way. You know, you are seeing bigs who, if you're going to be a big man now in the NBA, you are going to have some type of perimeter game. So with that being said, it allows a bigger guard like a Kawhi Leonard to occasionally get matched up with guys like that. And Kawhi Leonard can guard anybody. He's one of those special players, and he loves playing defense. That's number one when it comes to defense. But offensively, what makes Kawhi so difficult is, one, his size. You know, the size of his hands, too. I don't know if you guys saw the feature that Doris Burke did earlier on in the series, but she profiled just how big Kawhi Leonard's hands are. I mean, he easily palms the basketball. And I don't know if you saw the play last night. There was a play last night where they kept replaying it. Reggie Miller and Chris Webber brought it up, and they kept showing the replay. There was a play last night where Kawhi gets the basketball on the left wing. Now, an extra defender who was on that same wing, I don't know who the player was for the Raptors, but he's camping out there, so he becomes a three-point threat. Kawhi decides just kind of to toy with both defenders, really. Grabs the basketball, and his hands are so big, he can easily palm it, so he puts it out there. It's kind of like watching, Michael Jordan used to do this a lot, too, back in the day. He kind of just acts like he's about to throw it with one hand, fakes out both defenders, because they both think he's about to pass it with one hand, and then he just casually just brings it back, and then drives to the rim, and lay up. I mean, it was beautiful. But, you know, having big hands allow you to do that because you can palm the basketball. And if you can palm the basketball, you can do some pretty creative things with it. And you can fake out defenders on a fake pass or do whatever you want. It's amazing. And also, this is the key. This is a lost art in basketball today. You know, this is something that, you know, to bring it to a local feel here at Michigan State. You know, when we talk about a guy like Joshua Langford, you know, Josh Langford, he lives on the mid-range game. That's Kawhi's game. You know, Kawhi Leonard, you know, the art of just hitting, you know, not having to hit a big three-pointer or not just driving to the lane, which Kawhi can do both, but what Kawhi Leonard makes a living off of is that mid-range game. You know, just that 15-foot jumper. A lot of people don't expect it in today's game, so you throw off your defender by pulling up 15 feet and knocking down that shot. It's amazing. You know, guys don't know how to defend it because they haven't seen it in the game in a long, 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 long time. And then this is the other part of Kawhi's game that has really grown. Because you heard a lot of criticism earlier on in Kawhi's career. Can Kawhi Leonard facilitate and make people better around him? And is he a true leader? Because he's so quiet. A lot of people believe that if you're quiet, how can you really lead a team in today's NBA or today's sporting world, period? Because a lot of people believe that you have to be so vocal and over the top in order to lead today, but not Kawhi Leonard. You know, Kawhi leads by example. And occasionally, like I saw last night, there was one timeout where Kawhi is, you know, didn't like what Kyle Lowry did on one play. He turned the basketball over, and he looks at Kawhi Leonard, and they just have a conversation. He's not yelling. He's just like, hey, man. No, I don't know what he said because there's no audio here. It's not like these guys are mic'd up going into the huddle. Not like the coaches, right? But you know, if I had to, you know, read Kawhi's lips, he's like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" You know, like, what's up? Now, he doesn't have to yell. And the fact that Kawhi is known to be a quiet guy, when he does show some kind of emotion and he does approach you, you take him serious. And so I love that about Kawhi Leonard. Again, it reminds me so much of Barry Sanders. That's how Barry Sanders was when he played for the Honolulu Blue. So you look at also how this game went last night. What also is amazing, when you look at the stats from that game, what stands out to me is the performance that Fred VanVleet had. Yes, FVV. He was great. He was fantastic. I don't know where VanVleet has found this shooting touch from, but Raptors fans everywhere are loving it. Drizzy Drake, who is, by the way, at Jurassic Park. Actually, and Alec, I don't know if you know this, man. Where in the world is Jurassic Park? Is that like, I'm not, for those who know what I'm talking about, I'm not talking about the movie. Okay, there's a place in Toronto called Jurassic Park, and it's where Toronto Raptors fans gather to watch these games and go absolutely crazy. Is it right outside the stadium in Toronto? Is that where Jurassic Park is? Because that's what it looked like to me. Jack, you may know. Jack Kern will mind.
Yeah, it's Maple Leaf Square. I guess they've renamed it Jurassic Park because the Raptors are still in and the Leafs aren't. But the whole downtown in Toronto, right outside, not the Air Canada Center anymore, Scotiabank Arena, it's called Maple Leaf Square. So I'm guessing that's what it is.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Okay, so they share an arena.
Yeah, they do.
Yep. Ah, gotcha. So that's what they just renamed it, I guess, for when the Raptors are playing, people gather out there. Yeah, because they kept showing Drake. Drake was like on, it almost looked like a concert last night because Drake was on a platform that looked like, you know, like a platform that you would perform on, looked like a concert stage. And Drake is like just pumping the crowd up and everybody is going crazy out in Toronto there in Jurassic Park. And it's just such an incredible atmosphere. And it's like every three that Fred VanVleet hit, they would like quickly pan to Jurassic Park and people would be losing their minds. Drake is holding his homeboys back. Like, oh my God, did you see that? Just so fun. And I'm honestly conflicted as to who I really want to win this series. At the end of the day, for me, I want to see the most competitive team go against the Golden State Warriors because I'm just sick of the Warriors. You guys know this. You know, and I stated this. I don't hate anybody in this world. No, I'm a loving guy. Al Martin loves everybody. I love you guys. I love everyone out there. All right. But when it comes to teams, just overall teams, it's sports. And I hate the Golden State Warriors from a standpoint of I hate watching them win every single year. And I hate knowing that they're going to be there every single year in the finals. It's just like, my gosh. And I appreciate greatness. I'm a big Michael Jordan and Chicago Bulls fan. You guys know that. But watching that dynasty in the 90s was great. I don't know. It's just something about this Warriors team, and I know what it is. It's the fact that Kevin Durant went there and decided to get easy rings. That's what really irks me about this franchise. I love Steph Curry. Draymond Green is fantastic. But as a whole, as a team, I cannot stand the Warriors. So I want the most competitive team to be there and push, really push this Warriors team. Between the two, it looks like Toronto is going to be that team. I think Toronto, if I'm going to say this, because, again, we become prisoners of the moment in sports, right? We really do. We become so reactionary. I'll say this. If Fred VanVleet can continue to shoot like this, I don't know where this has come from. Fred VanVleet did not shoot like this from deep at all throughout the whole season. But he goes 7 of 9 last night for 21 points. Folks, he was plus 28 when he was on the floor last night. Plus 28. And no, Fred VanVleet is not a starter. He's a guy who comes off the bench. It's amazing. And how about Siakam? You know, Siakam's defense. You know, Pascal Siakam has been great. It's like he's elevated his game. The defense that they played on Giannis Antetokounmpo was fantastic. Mark Gasol. He's come in and played great defense. He didn't light up the scoreboard. He only had 4 points, but great defense down low. And he did hit a big three-pointer late in that game that really swayed momentum back in favor of the Toronto Raptors. And then Kawhi Leonard. I mean, you look at just Kawhi's stat line. 11 of 25, 5 of 8 from deep. He was 8 of 9 from the charity stripe. He also had 7 rebounds, 3 offensive, 4 defensive, 2 steals, only committed 1 turnover, and also had, count 'em, 9 assists. 9 assists. Many of those assists were to Van Vliet, who camped out around the three-point line. It's amazing. Now, when it comes to Giannis, on the other side of this, you know, 24 points for Giannis, pretty good. 9 of 18 from the floor, 50%, pretty good. 6 assists, that's solid. Cut down on the turnovers as well. But this is the problem with the Bucks right now. They are not giving Giannis really much help. You know, Chris Middleton, who I believe is what the second best player on this Bucks roster, Middleton has gone AWOL. Don't know where he is. 2 of 9 from the floor. He only had 6 points last night. You know, Brooke Lopez, pretty consistent, 16 points for him. Bledsoe, 20 points for him. He showed up. Malcolm Brogdon, 18. Off the bench, the only guy that showed up, though, was George Hill, who had 12. The second leading scorer coming off the bench only had 3, and that was Connaughton, Pat Connaughton. That can't happen. So, I don't know. I don't want to say this series is over. I don't think it's over. But, man, if Toronto's – that's the X factor for me. Van Vliet, if he continues to shoot like this, we all know Kawhi Leonard is going to just continue to just do what he does because he's just – he's so tough to guard. He is so dynamic. If Van Vliet continues to shoot like this, though, come next game, which I believe is Saturday. Saturday is game 6. Toronto will be that team taking on the Golden State Warriors. Pretty remarkable. Really, before we hit this break, Alec, can you bring up anybody other than who I named in Barry Sanders that is just a humble superstar? Like Kawhi Leonard, a guy who does not talk any mess, who does not give you much in a press conference, who isn't, you know, throwing up the three-point sign every time he hits a three, who isn't flashy like that, because Kawhi just does it so quietly. And the dude, even his lifestyle is like that too, Alec. I mean, this guy isn't throwing it up and making it rain at the clubs on weekends. I mean, he doesn't even live in a huge house, even though he's paid a lot of money. He lives in an apartment still. He lives in an apartment, Alec. I'm probably sure he probably drives like a Hyundai.
His New Balance deal is the least shocking thing ever to me.
New Balance fits him. That's his brand, right? I mean, New Balance. You know, not Nike. You know, not Adidas. Not Under Armour, but New Balance. When I think of New Balance, I think of, like, you know, my grandfather cutting the grass. You know what I mean? I used to cut grass at New Balances back in the day, man. So
dad shoes.
Dad shoes. Exactly. You know, did your grandfathers do this, guys? When cutting the grass, he would stomp on the heel, like the back end of it, and make them like slippers. So he'll just slip into them. That's not a thing. Okay, that's just.
Oh. I mean, I didn't know either of my grandfathers, to be honest with you. So
Jack, this got really dark. I'm
no,
sorry.
It's okay. I mean, my dad wears New Balances.
Okay, he doesn't do that though. He doesn't.
I don't think so.
That got really dark. I'm sorry, Jack.
No, you're good.
Okay,
it's okay.
Gotcha.
But I mean, I always mow the lawn though. I think I'm already a dad in that regard. Like I love mowing the lawn. So, right, but I don't wear my New Balances because I don't have New Balances.
I know we don't have New Balances. I mean that fits Kawhi Leonard to the T. But can you bring up anybody who's like that? Any other athlete who's like that? Other than, like I said, I can only think of Barry Sanders. That's it for me.
We both agree that Calvin Johnson is definitely a good example
of
that.
Yeah, no, I could see that. Megatron was not real flashy. I mean, he let his play do the talking, right? That's a good one. Yeah, both in two Lions that we bring up, right? Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. Two arguably the greatest Lions of all time. Were very, very humble. Didn't, you know, have any flash to their game away from the field, on the field. Yeah, a lot of flash. But, yeah, no trash talking or antics, which is saying a lot for Calvin because he's a wide receiver in the NFL.
I got a couple, actually, for you. Tim Duncan. I mean, I didn't see him play like he was a little before my time, but the Admiral, too, David Robinson.
David Robinson. They both played for the San Antonio Spurs, notoriously known to, not to have flashy guys. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Kawhi Leonard is a former San Antonio Spurs, so that fits him as well. So, yeah, that those are good, those are two really good ones as well, Jack. All right, do you have one? I'm curious if our audience has some names out there that we have not brought up. Humble superstar who's not flash, doesn't talk mess, just does his job and goes home, comes back, and does it again. Can you guys bring up another name that we have not mentioned? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We do have our live stream back up and running. Don't know what that was about, but I just, you know, if all else fails, just, you know, turn it off and turn it back on again. That's what I did. You know, that's like the old school, you know, way to fix everything, right? Just turn it off, turn it, you know, and then turn it back on. And that's exactly what I did, and it's back up running. So live stream is up at facebook.com/WKAR News, and you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. When we come back, I'm going to talk about this whole Adam Gase and Le'Veon Bell situation. Rumors out there that Adam Gase did not want Le'Veon Bell to come to the New York Jets, and rumors about possibly a trade, you know, trading Le'Veon Bell before the season starts. Gase did respond to those two very things. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I want to pass this news along to you all. If you didn't hear, it broke this morning, but veteran cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones, who made as much news away from the field as he did on the field during that 14-year career if he is in the National Football League, he has decided to retire. Yeah, no more Pac-Man Jones in the league. He has decided to hang up the cleats and call it a career. He had a great career. I mean, 14 years, that's awesome stuff. He posted on his Instagram story that, quote, "It's official that I'm done with the NFL." And, yeah, I think that was the only quote they have here. Yeah, it's the only quote. And the Instagram account included a photo of a car and a message from Jones thanking a dealership for his retirement gift, as well as congrats from followers on his career. So Jones is 35 years old. He appeared in 7 games for the Denver Broncos last season. He only made 2 starts, had an INT, 3 passes defensed, and 9 tackles. He also returned 10 punts, 4 kickoffs for Denver. But, you know, I think that's great. I mean, you know, 35 years old, you know, football is a game that now I look at totally different, man. I look at when you talk about a career, a successful long career in the NFL, unless you play the quarterback position, man, Alec, I'm not playing past maybe 6 years, man. That's the way I view it now. I'm not trying to, you know, hurt my long-term health anymore. Unless I play again, I'll say this. Unless I'm playing the quarterback position where I'm protected in many different areas, man, especially if I'm like a running back or a corner, I mean, it's any other position, really. I mean, more than 6 years for me is just too much. It's too much. I don't know.
I mean, going back to the topic of Calvin Johnson, how old was he when he retired? Like 29, 30? He was around age.
Was he still in his 20s?
Yeah, and like he complained, or not complained, but like he said every day that like it was just a bother to get out of bed just because of how much his body hurt. And like it's, the NFL is called the not for long league for a reason, you know?
Yeah, that's true. It certainly is not for long. And I remember when, I forget who CJ sat down with, I forget who Megatron sat down with after his career, but you guys remember that feature that he did when he was interviewed by, it was a former player. And anyway, he was showing his hands. I don't know if you guys saw that. And his hands, like all of his fingers were so crooked. It was like he was like, he looked like Chris Rock. You guys ever seen Chris Rock's hands when he does stand-up comedy?
Was it a former Lions player?
Oh, it may be.
Was it Robert Porsche?
No, it wasn't Porsche. It wasn't Porsche who did the interview. It was like an ESPN or
we'll
Fox
check on it.
Interview.
We'll check on it.
But he was sitting there and he was like, you know, look at my hands. And they showed his hands and his hands were just so crooked. I'm sure. I hope CJ is doing well. I hope Megatron is doing well. I told this story on the air. Megatron married my brother's friend because she went to Michigan State. And, you know, they got married. He was at the wedding and they had a great time at the wedding. And, you know, he was just kind of in awe, like, oh my gosh, that's Megatron at this
wedding. That's insane, actually.
It was pretty awesome, man. But yeah, she went to Michigan State. She worked the front office out in Ford Field. And that's how they met and fell in love. And boom, there goes the rest, right? So, but yeah, I just think anything more than 6 years, it's like, you know, you're really hurting yourself, man. You really are. Unless you're, again, you're a quarterback and you're protected for the most part. You can have a long career like a Tom Brady. So,
I can't even imagine how Frank Gore feels. Yeah. How long he's been a running back for?
Yeah, that's so true. Oh my goodness! And that's the thing, when you play the running back position, Alec. I mean, that's so much wear and tear on your body. Watching those stories when they profile these guys who have had long careers and they talk about how they walk into a room and they can't remember where they are. That's scary stuff. That is some scary, scary stuff, man. So congratulations to Adam Pac-Man Jones on quite the career. He was fun to watch. And you got any Pac-Man memories? Just watching him return
to football,
man.
Not really necessarily good ones, just stuff that happened to him in the news.
Yeah, stuff in the news. But as a player, gosh, was he fun to watch, man.
Yeah.
You kind of like just held your breath. Any time that you knew that Pac-Man was in the backfield, returning a kick, I should say, you knew that there was the potential for an automatic Sports Center top 10 play to pop off. So awesome stuff. All right. Do just want to touch on this. Don't know if you guys saw this story, but Le'Veon Bell and Adam Gase are in the news because there's been rumors out there that Adam Gase, head coach of the New York Jets, just some rumors out there that Adam Gase did not want Le'Veon Bell to be a part of the New York Jets. He felt like he was asking for too much, blah, blah, blah. And then there was another rumor that came out that Adam Gase actually and the Jets were actually thinking about, trading, which is so ridiculous to think about this, right? I mean, why would you trade it? You reportedly pay him all this money and then you trade him before the season starts. But that was the rumor, that the Jets were thinking about trading Le'Veon Bell. So Gase met with reporters. He met with reporters yesterday and made it clear that he never considered trading Bell. Again, who signed this big money deal in the offseason, hasn't even played one game in the regular season. He said this, quote, "That's ridiculous. That's the first time I've heard that." Now, NFL reporter, this is a guy who has a lot of clout, man. John Clayton, he floated the idea last week during an appearance on 93.7 The Fan out in Pittsburgh. This is what Clayton said on Le'Veon Bell, quote, "If there's a suitor, I could absolutely see the Jets trading him before the start of the season." That is a direct quote from one of the premier insiders in the National Football League saying that this was legit, that the Jets were actually out there looking for other teams who were interested in Le'Veon Bell to book a possible trade. So, if you remember last Wednesday, the Jets, they fired general manager Mike McGannon and named Gase the acting GM. A short time later, a report surfaced that McGannon and Gase were at odds over signing Le'Veon Bell. So, Le'Veon Bell's contract, if you forgot, it's a 4-year, $52.5 million deal, $27 million guaranteed. A little less than what Bell was hoping to vie for with this whole sitting out for a year and, you know, I want guaranteed money and I want to really set the bar and change the game when it comes to guaranteed contracts in the league. So, you know, Gase comes out and says this. I'm just curious. You know, I want to go behind the glass before we hit this break and get Johnny Lewis on. With John Clayton saying this, John Clayton is a pretty big name in the National Football League, Jack and Alec. Do you think there was any validity to what he stated? Do you think this was real by any means? Jack, I'll start there.
I mean, it just speaks to the dysfunction we're seeing in the second team in New York right now. The New York Jets firing their GM right after the draft, for instance. And I mean, I don't know why you would move on from Le'Veon Bell if you're the New York Jets, just because, I mean, you didn't do your quarterback any favors in the draft with the third overall pick. You took a defensive player in Quinnen Williams, who I'm sure is going to be an outstanding player, but you need someone to help out Sam Darnold and bring him along. And I think Le'Veon Bell is, I mean, who could you bring in that would be better than Le'Veon Bell to help Sam Darnold's development? So that would be absolutely ridiculous to me. I don't know. I mean, obviously, for the GM to be fired right after the draft, there was a little bit of a rift there between him and Gase. So I don't know. Maybe Gase didn't want Bell. But I mean, if I were the head coach, I wouldn't be too worried about salary constrictions, and I'd want to be bringing in as many good players as you can. So, you know, I don't know.
And bottom line, you don't want, either way, if we can speculate whether or not, you know, this was true or not, the fact that it's out there in the press and you have Gase answering these questions, this is not the kind of start that you want to the New York career of Le'Veon Bell. You don't want this kind of distraction in the news that, oh, my head coach doesn't want me. Even that kind of speculation, you know, I mean, that's just so, like you said, Jack, the fact that we're sitting here talking about this speaks to the dysfunction that is the New York Jets. For me, I think that, you know, a lot of people, this debate has been going back and forth. I've heard varying opinions when it comes to it, but, you know, Le'Veon Bell sitting out a year, it could go one of two ways. If he kept himself in shape and stayed away from the mic, you know, this whole rap career that he's got. Have you heard Le'Veon Bell's, you know, songs?
Yep.
Le'Veon, just stick to football, man. Just don't do it, Le'Veon.
He's better than Andre Drummond, though.
He is. He's better than Andre Drummond. And I, you know, and that's kind of a touchy one for me, Jack, because I know people who know Andre, and they've worked with Andre on some tracks, actually. I know a few people, but he's not good. He's not good. Jack says he's awful. And Le'Veon, I saw his new video, and it's like, dude, the auto-tune. Come on, man. But anyway, I think Le'Veon Bell, I've heard differing opinions about this. I think Le'Veon Bell is going to have a huge season this year. I think he's a game changer. I think a lot of people have forgotten just how good he is, just how dynamic he is, just how good of a receiving back he is. And he's got a lot to prove. I think he did keep himself in shape, and hopefully he stayed away. I mean, you can rock the mic a few times, but I hope he kept in the gym. It looks like he did. Looking at his Instagram today, he's got a nice little workout video. He looks in good shape. I think he's poised for a big year. What do you guys say, real quick?
Well, I think absolutely, as long as he doesn't get himself into trouble. I mean, Le'Veon Bell's been his own worst enemy the last couple of years with the marijuana suspensions. When Le'Veon Bell is on the field, he is such a factor. So, I mean, I agree with you, and I think him and, again, Darnold, an up-and-coming quarterback, can be a nice 1-2 punch, as long as Le'Veon Bell can stay healthy, and I think he will, and if he can stay out of trouble.
That's the big thing, right? Don't be like Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah, we talked about that 2 days ago. So,
well, it's a little different from Bell's perspective. I mean, he hasn't had the off-the-field altercations with people, but
it's just the marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. If he gets caught again, I think it's a season-long suspension, I believe.
Right, right. And we can go into a whole other topic about marijuana and football as well, but yeah, I hear you. I'm totally with you, Jack. So,
well, the bottom line about the marijuana
why test for it? Why even test for it?
I agree with you on that, but at the same time, it is a rule, and Le'Veon Bell knows it's a rule, so he shouldn't be smoking.
It's just like any employer, right? You know, if you know that you're being tested for it, you know, I don't care where you work at, why even indulge in it? Because you know there's a chance that you may get suspended or even fired. So,
did you see the Chris Long feature about using marijuana?
I did. Spot on.
Spot on. I agree.
I love that feature. And HBO has done one as well with some other players. But, yeah, I agree. I'm totally – I love that feature. Okay, let's get Johnny Lewis on the phone as we come up with less than 10 minutes left. We're going to come back with Fit Fridays as we usher you into the Memorial Day weekend.
Just want to pop your
Royce, it's sweating time.
That was the pre-warmer to get you ready for the warmer, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press, a basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way, the 20-minute abs, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
All right, let's get right to it. You hear the Nipsey intro. That means that we now welcome the founder of Blessed Body Training to WKAR's Current Sports for another edition of Fit Fridays. Johnny Lewis, J. Lou, what's up, my man?
What's going on, Al? Happy Friday.
You got it, brother. And, you know, I heard that it's snowing out in Arizona. What is going on, dude? What is going on, man?
Well, it's not snowing in my part of Arizona, but yeah, up in Flagstaff, I saw that they had a little bit of snow. I didn't go up there, but I saw it on Instagram. That was crazy. I'm like,
yeah,
we're just in Chicago and we're complaining about the rain. You had the snow in Arizona, right?
That is crazy, man. Global warming is real, folks. All right, Johnny, let's get right to it because we're coming up on the end of the hour here. But let's just dive right into it. We'll start with your tip that people can use in the gym. And you want to talk about how to stay efficient in the gym and get the most out of your time.
Yeah, so real quick, you know, I know we're running short on time, but I want to mention three tips. The first one is to do supersets. So the reason I say supersets, what a superset is, it's like a double workout. So you do one workout and then you do a completely different workout right after. And usually it's related. One example that I like to do is like when I bench press, I like to do push-ups in between my sets. So that's a superset right there. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's efficient because you're doing two workouts back-to-back instead of taking a minute in between just one workout, you know? So that's really efficient, save you, won't save you time, but it will, you know, maximize your workout while you're in the gym. The second tip is to avoid the talkers. So we all know the people in the gym that like to talk a lot. They can talk to you for like 30, 40 minutes in. You know, next thing you know, you got to go because you got other things to do, right?
Right, exactly. Time goes on. You're just like, man, would you just please shut up? I'm trying to work out.
Right, right. So, like, if you got to go to, like, a big gym, sometimes you just got to walk the other way. Like, if you see that person, like, well, you know, it's a nice guy and all, but I don't have time to have a 30-minute conversation. Or sometimes you got to just be real and just be like, you know what, it was nice talking to you, but I got to get back to my set. I'll talk to you later. You know, look at your watch. I got to go. I got to pick up my kids.
See, not only do we tell you how to stay fit in the gym, we also tell you how to avoid people so you can get back to what you're doing. Right, Johnny?
Right, because at the end of the day, you know, you want to get the most out of your time in the gym, right?
Right. I love that.
And, and the last tip is to go when it's least crowded. So I know sometimes it's easy to just go right after work, but right after work is like around 5 o'clock when everybody's getting off. At least out here in Arizona, probably in Michigan too, and all around the world. But
yeah,
that's the most crowded time of the gym. So sometimes you're going to be waiting on the machines that you want to use. So if you can go, you know, later or earlier when there's not as many people there, so you can, you know, hit your workouts back to back. Don't have to wait on any machines to open up. You know.
I love that. And real quick, going back to the supersets, before we get to your healthy food tip of the day, Johnny, how much time should you allow yourself after you, let's say you bench and you do push-ups, you know, which counts as a superset, how much time should you allow yourself to rest before you go back to benching and then back to the push-ups?
I like to take, depends on the person, but I like to take about maybe 45 seconds to a minute in between sets typically. But if they're just super set, you know, this one take more out of you, so you can take a little bit longer. So maybe a minute to 2 minutes in between for a super set. But
okay,
like for just a regular workout, I would say 45 seconds to a minute, even maybe shorter than that if you can. But give yourself time to breathe, obviously. But, you know, you don't want to waste too much time, like, on your phone or taking pictures or talking.
Gotcha.
So minute is a good rule of thumb.
Okay, I like that. All right, and you also have an oatmeal recipe for us today.
Yeah, so the featured oatmeal for today is banana blueberry cinnamon oatmeal. Mm. And it's real simple. You know, just boil the oats. I like to throw the bananas and blueberries inside the oatmeal as it boils, so like mid-boil, and then a little bit of cinnamon. The fruit will naturally sweeten the oatmeal. And also to add a little bit more protein, you can throw a little bit of peanut butter or almonds in there as well. It's real delicious, real healthy for you. You know, oatmeal has tons of antioxidants, fiber. It's known to lower your cholesterol. And like I said, that peanut butter will add a little bit of protein. Not much, it depends on how much you add. But, you know, more protein is never a bad idea.
That's right. That sounds amazing, man. So, banana, blueberry, and cinnamon oatmeal. Mmm. That's good stuff.
Yep.
All right, yes, Johnny. Sir. You can follow Johnny on Twitter at @blessed_body_. Also on Instagram at @blessed_body. And, Johnny, your website will be launching pretty soon, right? And you got a clothing line coming, I know.
Oh, yeah. It's actually, the website is actually up now, so... I haven't promoted it yet, but I planned on promoting it before next Friday. So maybe next Friday on the show, we'll be talking about that a little bit more in more detail. So
you got it.
BlessBodyTraining.com.
BlessBodyTraining.com. We'll definitely be talking about that next week. And Johnny, real quick, as we have just a minute left, I'm getting a question. Is instant oatmeal okay?
Instant oatmeal has a lot of added sugar, but, you know... It's better than nothing.
Take that for what it's worth, people. All right, Johnny. Thank you so much, brother.
All right. Thank you. Stay blessed, Al.
Always stay blessed, man.
That's just not a ringing endorsement on instant oatmeal.
It was not a ringing endorsement. And I eat instant oatmeal all the time. So I need to start making it organically, just boiling my oats. So there we go. All right, folks. Have a great Memorial Day weekend with your family and friends. Be safe. We'll see you back here next week. Until then, as always, be easy, people.